Good morning, church. It's good to see you all on this snowy morning. We finally have snow. My kids are really happy about that. How are you? Good. Okay, a few announcements here. Tomorrow there's a care team meeting at Martha's home at 5:30 if you want to come and check it out. Saturday the 28th, Saturday morning is Day of Hope. Next Sunday, we will be taking communion, so might be a little longer, I don't know. That will be our first communion with our new pastor. Looking forward to that. And then finally, I just wanted to say, if you would, please like and share our Facebook posts and videos. If you see them popping up on your phone, check them out and give them a like, because that does reach more and more people, and it may help change someone's life. I think that's it on the announcements. Martha, are you ready for prayer? Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. We are going to take our concerns, our prayer requests to the Lord. So if anybody has anything they'd like to share, we'll pray collectively. Just raise your hand. Nobody? Everybody's doing great? Thank you, Jesus. Unspoken. Okay, Jessica has an unspoken. Anybody else? Yeah, Jamie. And do you want to share his first name? Josh. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Yeah, Maureen. Her grandson. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Glenda. Great. Good. Oh. And you came back. Why? All right. Anybody? Someone needed the condo. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, anybody else? Praises or prayer requests? Okay. All right, let's take these things before the Lord. Father God, we come before you this morning with praise in our hearts for you and who you are and how you bless us, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you for getting us here safely on the slippery roads. Lord, we thank you that we can still live in a country where we can gather together in freedom and worship you, Lord. And we just pray that today our praises to you, our thoughts, our prayers would all be glorifying to you, Lord, because you are worthy. And we have people that have things on their heart. And we just know that you are a good God, you are faithful, and your word says that you want to bless us. And so I lift up Jessica to you. She's got an unspoken request on her heart. You know exactly what that is, Lord. So show yourself faithful to her and answer this prayer, Lord, in your time, according to your will. And a young man needs a job, Lord. Josh has been out of work for a while, and that can be very unsettling, especially with a family, and things are so expensive. So, Father, you have just the right job for him to match his skills and his talents. And so I pray that you would bring him together with that job opening quickly so that his needs might be met. And Lord, may you get all the glory for that. And Pastor Kenny needs a house, and they're searching, and soon Mindy will be here to join him and his mother-in-law, and they need a place to settle in and call home. So I know that you have just the right place for them. So I ask that in their search you would lead them and guide them to that right house, and Lord, that it would be done quickly and that you would receive the honor and the glory for that. A young man has addiction problems, and Lord, we know that the enemy prowls around seeking whom he may devour. And I don't know if Jacob has a relationship with you, but that would be a good place to start, Lord. And so I pray that he would search for you, that he would see you working in his life, and that these chains that are holding him, Lord, would be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that the child's family was brought back safely from Florida. We thank you for good weather and safety and relaxation. And I pray that they would continue to feel your love and your comfort as they walk through this grief journey. Father, we lift up the rest of the service to you. May the praises be a sweet sound in your ear, Lord. And may you anoint Pastor Kenny's lips as he comes to share the word with us. And may our hearts and our minds be open. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, no. Whoa. Sorry about that. Children can be dismissed at Children's Church. And if you would stand with us.
For this day, we're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. 'Cause you're the reason we're here, and you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our brain. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes. 'Cause you're the reason we're here, and you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river. Show us your glory, show us your power, show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory, show us your power, show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Open up the heavens. We want to see you. A mighty
love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be saved. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Woo! Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphans a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Yeah, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Church, you are my beloved and have been mine from the time I conceived you in my heart. You haven't destroyed my plans for your life. Every plan and purpose is still alive and on track, being worked out and worked in, outside of yourself and inside of yourself. You have accepted impossible assignments and are trusting me to complete them. With wisdom, you have placed your trust in me and not in yourself or others. Do not be afraid, for I will not fail you. Come, let me hold you, my weary one, my precious one. Receive my tender mercies, love and compassion and perfect peace this morning. You cannot give away what you have not first received from me.
Rise up, women of the truth, stand and sing with broken hearts. Who can know the healing power of our awesome King of love? Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is Savior to all, He's Lord of heaven and earth.
We've been through fire, we've been through rain, we've been refined by the power of His name. We've fallen deeper in love with You. You burn this truth on our lips.
Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is Savior to all, He's Lord of heaven and earth. We will shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is Savior to all, He's Lord of heaven and earth. Of church with broken wings, fill this place with songs again of our God who reigns on high. By His grace again we'll fly. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is Savior to all, Lord of heaven and earth. We will shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is Savior to all, He's Lord of heaven and earth.
He is Lord of heaven and earth. You are Lord of heaven and earth.
Thank you, Lord. You may be seated.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do something we haven't done since before COVID. This morning we're going to take up an offering. And I want to tell you why. Let me read to you from Corinthians. And I have it marked. I just got to find it. Second Corinthians chapter 9, starting at verse, let's go back to 6. And this is Paul. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. As it is written, He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. God loves a cheerful giver. We are giving back a very small portion of what God has given us when we tithe. And if we do it cheerfully, we're acknowledging that God has given us all that we have. He's given us our talents and our abilities. He's given us gifts. He has blessed us abundantly. And in this country, we are so abundantly blessed. So as we take up this offering this morning, as we take and gather the tithes of the church, you're giving back a small portion, and we do it in worship. An acknowledgement in trust and faith that God will continue to supply as what we just read. Would you join me in prayer as my ushers come forward. Father God, we come before you and we thank you for the opportunity to give back a small portion of what you have given us. We praise you, Lord, for this opportunity, and we just ask your blessing upon it, that it would that you would use it, Lord, to build your church, to further your kingdom. But we do it, Lord, out of obedience and love. In Jesus' name, amen. Before Jamie starts here, you can go ahead. Yeah. I had whatever I had in my mind just went right out the window. I know, and that's where it left. Jamie? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I was an orphan lost at the fall, running away when I'd hear you call. But Father, you worked your will. I had no righteousness of my own, I had no right to draw near your throne. But Father, you loved me still. And in love before you laid the world's foundation, you predestined to adopt me as your own. You have raised me up so high above my station. I'm a child of God by grace and grace alone. You left your home to seek out the lost. You knew the great and terrible cost, but Jesus, your face was set. I worked my fingers down to the bone, but nothing I did could ever atone. But Jesus, you paid my debt, and by your blood I have redemption and salvation. Lord, you died that I might reap what you have sown. And you rose that I might be a new creation. I am born again by grace and grace alone. I was in darkness all of my life. I never knew the day from the night. The Spirit, you made me see. I saw I knew the way on my own. A head full of rocks, a heart made of stone. The Spirit, you made me see. In your touch, my sleeping spirit was awakened. On my darkened heart, the light of Christ had shone. Called into a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Heaven sin is sin by grace and grace alone. So I'll stand in faith by grace and grace alone. I will run the race by grace and grace alone. I will slay my sin by grace and grace alone. I will reach the end by grace and grace alone.
keep looking for an on and off switch, and I'm sorry, but it's what I'm used to. Before we go to prayer, I want to make an announcement so that you all know what's going on next week. We're going to do prayer a little differently. Due to HIPAA, we cannot name names or should not be naming names, and we can do this a little more personally. We're going to have probably this out front, a place for you to fill out a prayer request. Those prayer requests will be taken and laid on the altars, the kneelers, so that you can take that prayer request home and pray over it. I really encourage you to come and pray during the prayer time because those cards will be here. Take one home. Pray over it all week long. And this way, if it's you that's being prayed for, you know that somebody's got that and they're going to be reminded to reach in their pocket or get into their purse and be reminded to pray. And then we're going to go over all of them together like we always do, but they just won't be so personal. So we're just trying to get, so we are praying for one another because I do firmly believe in the power of prayer and encourage you to come out Tuesday nights. So would you join me? Father God, Savior and King, we love you and we praise you for you are God. Your Spirit, Lord, resides and moves amongst us. You stir us, Lord, to action, and your grace, Lord, overflows. Oh, Lord, give us the grace we need to be the people we are called to be, not just today, but every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in the grace and peace of God.